First of all, this is my Valentine's Day gift to you. So grab one of those if you want one. There's a long story why there's only one. And this is a different kind of children's sermon, okay? You're going to have to listen and you're going to have to follow directions. All right? I've lost some money. Well, look at there. You got two. All right. There's one more. Here's the deal. There's more than one more. I need you guys to find my pennies. Okay. There's find one more. It's anywhere up here. It has to be on the stage or touch the stage. And okay. Okay, still more. You got some? Hey, you're going to keep my money, huh? All right. No, not that far over. It'd be around the front. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Any more? Okay, there you go. All right. Okay. Let's see how many I have. One. Well, my goodness. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Oh, I got it. Guess what? That's not all of them. There's still other ones. Now, I want you to listen. We're doing all the looking. You'll be looking. And, you know, it's totally possible that Mr. Sam came and got some. Because he's so cheap, he figures that penny is worth more than a penny because you don't have to pay taxes on it. And, he might have picked up a few and I put them back down. I'm not sure. But here's what I want to talk to you about. This is very, very important. Do you know the reason you found those pennies? One of the reasons? You don't? Anybody want to know why you found those pennies? Couple reasons. So listen, pay attention. Number one, I asked you to look for pennies. And there's this little thing in your brain, at the bottom part of your brain. Let's see, the official name of it, it's one of my favorite things to talk about, it's called a reticular activating system. It's an area back here in your brain, and what it does, when you tell it what to look for, it looks for it. And I said, look for pennies, and you went looking for them, right? Why? Because your brain. Because see, your brain takes in all these different messages that come in, but when you focus in on one thing, that's the one thing that you're looking for. And you'll probably see pennies all day today on the ground because they're everywhere. People don't pick them up, unfortunately. But here's what I want you to understand, and this is kind of what I'm talking about in the sermon. This is so incredibly important. There are people in this world who are just like that penny. They're lost. And it's our responsibility as the people of God to find them and share the good news. Because without the good news, they're in all kinds of problems. And there's a story in the Bible that talks about looking for the lost coin. It said this. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Won't she light a lamp and sweep the entire house and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she will call her friends and neighbors and say, "Rejoice with me because I have found the lost coin." In the same way, there is joy in the presence of God's angel when even one sinner repents. Now, here's what I want you to realize and I want you to think about, and I'm going to talk about it, is there are many people some even here this morning who are just like the lost coin. They don't know God. They don't understand how to be a Christian. They're lost. The only way that they're going to find their way is if people like you and me share the good news. And the good news is that God loves you so much that He sent His Son to die for you. That if you put your faith in Him, the good news is you never will be separated from God again. Your sins will not be held against you. It's good news. But listen, guys, we forget about it to the church. We forget about those who are lost. God never forgets about them. He has told you and me to try to find them. Okay? So, if you don't know Him, I want you to know Him. But I also want you to tell your friends about how to know Him. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, help us to look for those who don't know You. And help us, Father, to understand that just one person who doesn't know You is important to You. And Father, it's our job to share the wonderful good news of Your Son. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.